Yeah, I know I'm a couple days late, but I like to rewatch stuff before I review them. In this case, I'm rewatching it tonight. So you're gonna get a second viewing play-by-play of WWE's Royal Rumble. So strap in, this is gonna be a long one. Hey guys, welcome back to the chat. I'm actually really excited about this one. I haven't really sat down and watched a full wrestling pay-per-view in a minute. Like, I'll go find matches that I want to watch with wrestlers I like, but to like sit down and be like, you know what? Uninterrupted, I'm gonna watch the whole pay-per-view, and I didn't watch it so I can monetize it, but I'm gonna because I suffered through that Bad Bunny performance and that was bullshit. I don't care if it was about Booker T, it was bullshit. That's my review on that performance. I don't know who he is. I don't care who he is. It was dumb. And I was like, you know what? We could have added more time onto that Drew McIntyre Goldberg match if we cut this bull. Then again, I'd kind of be mad because that match was actually the length it needed to be. So we could have added more time onto the Sasha Carmella match if we got rid of this bullshit. Add a minute and a half to each Royal Rumble match. Like, I hated that. Ugh. Like, waste of time. And I'll get to that waste of time later. But, I was kind of excited. I get more excited the less weekly stuff I watch because I'm like, yeah, I'm not burnt out by this because there's so much WWE product. And I watch other wrestling shows sometime too. So when I take a step back, I'm usually more excited for stuff because I'm not burned out on wrestling. So I want to talk about the first match, and that was Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg. Like I said, it was short and sweet. It wasn't too short. It wasn't like hashtag give divas a chance short, but it wasn't like the Roman Kevin Owens match, which needed to be shorter. It was perfect length. It was very fast paced. It wasn't so fast that you couldn't follow it, and it wasn't botchy. Like, I hate when matches are really fast and then they're botchy as hell. So, I don't know, there's not really much you can say about that match. It was good for what it was. It was what it needed to be. You needed to have Drew looking like a monster so that the guys in the Royal Rumble know, like, don't fuck with him. So, I liked it. I like Drew McIntyre anyway, and I like Goldberg anyway. So, I'm glad that they kept the title on the younger guy and they didn't try to give it to Goldberg again because I've always disliked part-time wrestlers holding the title because to me, I feel like the title should be on TV weekly. Like, there should not be months in between me seeing the champion because I become like WWE booking. My short-term memory kicks in and I'm like, who the fuck's the champion? I haven't seen them in forever. Like, I remember where we would have pay-per-views go by and we don't get a title champ like trade. Like, normally we're used to that every month. It'd be like three or four pay-per-views. Like, it literally became like just one of the big four pay-per-views. You get the title, Night of Champions, World Champion 8 defending. It's like, it's called Night of Champions, though. But like, it's a number one contender match. Like, at the Night of Champions, what the fuck? So, yeah, that's my little mini rant on part-time wrestlers being the champ. I just don't like it. It's not for me, it's not my thing. So, I think that's all I have to say about that. I am happy to see Drew doing well, and I'm glad they're pushing him properly. So, I can't wait to see what they have next for him. And I actually can't see who Edge picks to wrestle for WrestleMania. Spoiler, sorry. Okay, so next match we're going to talk about is Sasha Banks versus Carmella. It was a fairly decent match. I don't expect a lot from Carmella wrestling wise. She's more of a big personality to me when it comes to WWE, and I enjoy her. I mean, I like Sasha more, but It was an entertaining match. I had fun with it. It wasn't like the best match on the card, but of the three like solo matches, I guess, on the card, I'll take Sasha versus Carmella over Roman versus Kevin Owens, which was a mess. I'll get to that in a second. I don't want this to be too short. Like, it's not even a minute. What did I like? I liked the match itself was fine. The technical level, it was a decent match. It would easily 2.5 stars out of a 5, so half it on a technical level, because Carmella to me is not the best wrestler, but she's one of those that her personality carries her character carries her, and she's kind of like how Lana is not the best wrestler, but her character kind of carries her through. That's how I see Carmella. I kind of like the evolution of her character. Like, every time I pop in, her character's like tweaked a little bit more, and she's still like Mella from Staten Island, but it's like Mella done got some money and she got that new, like, what do you call it, the new mansion on Staten Island, and you know, it's always fun. I like Carmella, I'm not gonna even lie. Like, no matter what they do with her, she could be like the worst shit heel out there, and I'll still have a soft spot in my heart for her. She's just a really fun character, and I've followed her since NXT, so you know, on the main roster, Carmella's one of my favorites, and she's kind of like the Iconics. Like, they will always have a soft spot in my heart. Like, they may not be the best wrestlers, excluding Peyton Royce, because Peyton Royce, when you let her go, is a fucking beast in the ring. But like, Billie Kay will always have a spot in my heart. Carmella will always have a spot in my heart, and to see her in the like championship run, it's really nice. The person who should have won, Sasha Banks. Like, thank God they're like keeping the title on her, because I remember when they had that whole thing where they're like giving her the title and then like every pay-per-view she would lose it. So I'm glad that she's like keeping the title and having a good run with it, and she's allowed to be Sasha Banks, which is like this slightly obnoxious, overconfident, but likable face. I want to say Sasha Banks is a face, but her character never lends to being a face. Like, I know they try to push it, but it's like, but is she a face though? She's like Randy. It's like, yeah, Randy might have assaulted that old man, but he's a good guy. And you're just like, but is he though? No, those two, their characters, because they don't tweak their characters much, they just change who attacks them. That's literally what they literally swap from them being attacked to being the attacker. That's really how easy it is to determine if Sasha and Randy are faces. And Sasha, it's really easy. It's either she's being attacked or she's attacking. Either way, her personality don't change. And I guess I count them as in-betweeners. They're tweeners. They're not faces at all. Like, we cheer them because they're good at what they do. But no, Sasha's not a face. You can tell me all you want, WWE. I've followed her character for years now. And the only thing you did was made her hungrier. You ain't changed that attitude. Like, Sasha. But I did see that her and Bianca Belair were doing something together. So I need that tag team. I need all that attitude in one tag team and just let it loose and not fuck with it. So, tangent, sorry. Like I said, it was an okay match. I really had nothing to say about it. But Sasha, Carmella, they did the damn thing. They represented for the women and the women's championship. And I'm happy to see them, you know, shine. So, next one. Now, I consider just going in order, or I could talk about all the singles matches and then I'll talk about the two Royal Rumbles. And that's what I decided to do. I'm going to talk about all the singles matches because I want to end on a high note. So, which I will anyway, because the men's Royal Rumble match was the last thing and it was damn good. But, Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. I think one of the matches that suffered the most with the screen era or the COVID era is the Falls Anywhere match, because one of the best parts about Falls Anywhere matches is when people get into the crowd and you have crowd interaction, and wrestling is a business that kind of leans to crowd interaction too. So it's fun to see like backstage and you got the personalities just hanging there. And when it felt so empty, like it was, I got bored, I'm not even gonna lie. And I know people were saying, oh, it was a good match until the botch. I don't see where it was a good match. Like, trust me, I like Kevin Owens. I'm a big Kevin Owens fan. I am not that big of a Roman Reigns fan. And it's not even just, oh, I don't like Roman Reigns, so it's boring. Kevin, to me, didn't do as much as what he could. And like I said, a match like that is, it's fueled from the crowd. And when you have everybody on screen and they can't see everything. And I just got so bored with it. And the botch itself, I was like, he lost. Like, I know what the finish was supposed to be, and you fucked up. And then the ref stopped count. When the ref stopped counting, I was like, guys, we know it's predetermined. Stop making it so obvious. Like, did the ref have like a brain aneurysm and he forgot to count past six? Like, and I've been wanting to get back into like, weekly wrestling, but that match soured my taste on a lot of it. And I still check out what I want, but yeah, that match was just bad. It was not good. It was boring. It was too long. Like, I think right now certain matches just don't need to happen because you're not gonna get the same effect. A Falls Count Anywhere match is just, it's not fun, especially because they can't really go into the stands because the way the screens are set up. So you have to go to the back, and the back was empty and dead. It looked like the freaking setup for NXT was in the back. And then, I mean, the forklift spot was funny. My husband was like, that's an OSHA violation. And I died laughing. That was the only funny thing about it. As soon as they pulled the handcuffs out, I was like, they're gonna botch this. And they did, and they botched the finish. And I mean, Roman won. Weakest match of the night. I'm not gonna like harp on it too long because I don't know. It wasn't even like enough for me to be like visibly angry. It was just, eh, it was what it was. Yeah, 1 out of star? I'll give it one. I'm not gonna be mean and give it zero, but it was not good. It was not good at all. Of the singles matches, it was the weakest, and one of them didn't even last that long. Like, I had more fun with, Drew and Goldberg than I did with this. It was just not my cup of tea. I mean, if you liked it, more power to you. I didn't, so it is what it is. It's a Roman match. Roman matches to me tend to be boring anyway, so. Okay, first Royal Rumble match. The women's. I have thoroughly enjoyed since they've added the women's Royal Rumble match because I am a huge fan of women's wrestling. So I'm not gonna go person by person, that'll take too long, but I will talk about some of the like highlights. One of them, like I said before, was Billie Kay giving out her freaking headshot to try to find somebody to team up with. That was so damn funny. And I swear, people don't like her. I don't get why people don't like her, because I get she's not the best wrestler, but she's more comedy. She's like Carmella, and she's one of my favorite on the roster. And I loved it. I loved when Shayna Baszler like punched the headshot. It was so damn funny. And then like she ended up teaming up with was it Jillian? That was funny. When Jillian came out, I was like, oh hell yes! I remember that horrible singing because that's peak Ruthless Aggression era right there. Of course, when Peyton came out, and then she like they we almost got the Iconics reunion, but like Billie was like, I don't know, And it was like, no, Billy, do the iconics pose. I love the iconics pose. When Rhea Ripley came out, that was actually like who won and who I wanted to win. I wanted Rhea Ripley to win. I was like, hell yeah, Rhea Ripley's coming. And I'm not upset that Bianca won because I like Bianca Belair. I think she could be like the top of the company if they push her right, because she has the wrestling ability, she has the personality, she's good on the mic. But like, I think like you'd have to push her properly, and it's not even like, oh well, you know, you have to push her like that. She's a great commodity in that business, and they really need to like hold on to her and do what they can to keep her happy. She could really, in the next couple of years, she could carry the women's division. Her and Rhea Ripley, I would be all behind that. I'd be like, I need just another evolution just to have them fight. Like, what else happened? Well, I mean, Natty was okay. Lana was okay. When they had Nia and Shayna just essentially eliminating females, that was annoying. I hate when they do that. They do that every time where they don't know what to do. And they just, like, have the bigger people or the stronger ones just come pick people up and throw them out. And it's like, no, it's not cute or funny. It's actually quite annoying. And I think because I don't like Nia Jax, but I love Shayna Baszler, like, I was a little annoyed. I was like, man, Shayna should be out here just straight up clocking bitches. But no, she's over here helping Nia out. And I don't like Nia. Like, why are y'all saddling her with this anchor? And I don't mean it because, you know, Nia's plus size. I mean, she has zero charisma. And I mean, Shayna has a scary charisma. She's like a female Brock Lesnar. Like, I know people want to be like, Ronda Rousey's the female Brock Lesnar. Ronda's not scary enough. Like, okay, that's a lie. Ronda is scary enough, but at the same time, I'm not scared of Ronda Rousey as much as I'm scared of Shayna Baszler. And I feel like either one of them, if you talk to them, they'll be nice. But like, I feel like Ronda would shake your hand, Shayna would knock your jaw off. You get what I'm saying? So to have somebody who's such a force be saddled with Nia Jax, who they tried to push because she's The Rock's cousin, and you can't tell me otherwise. That woman has no impressive wrestling ability. She's not good on the mic. What does she do? She's The Rock's cousin. That's all I see with that. And like, I don't hate her. I hate her character. I don't like her character. I have no problem with Nia Jax the person. I think she's a beautiful person. I think as a plus size model, she was amazing. I've seen her pictures. But as a wrestler and as a character in wrestling, no, I don't like her. I find her very bland. I find her wrestling at best subpar. I've seen like to me, she like wrestles like diva era wrestling. Like, yeah, it's impressive that she can lift them up. Of course she can lift them up. She can lift heavier weights than they can. If you want a big girl who's impressive, who can wrestle, you have Tamina. And yes, I know they're not using her like they should because, you know, what happened with her daddy and everything. And she's not quote unquote pretty and she's up there in age. But I mean, you have had Tamina for years. Tamina is a bigger girl who can wrestle. Natty is a stout girl who can wrestle. But no, y'all want to put all your eggs in the basket of Nia Jax. And I mean, she's hurt more female superstars than anybody. And I just went on a mini rant because it's been years of this. So do I think, am I happy that she's the tag team champion with Shayna Baszler? No. I don't even think Shayna Baszler should be in the tag team division. I think she should be going for the women's title on Raw or SmackDown. I don't know where she is. But she should be in the title picture. She should not be tagging up with Nia Jax. Like, please. There's just certain people. It was a good mesh of the UK and NXT and Raw and SmackDown. It was a good like amount of people when Naomi came back. I was happy to see her. Now, was I ecstatic when I saw that Bianca Belair won? I was happy. I went into it voting. I was like, I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley. I know they're probably going to push. And then Charlotte came out and I was like,
Ah, oh, fuck. We're gonna have Charlotte part two, aren't we? If we have Charlotte part two, I'm writing. I'm gonna write on my pages, on my Facebook, and just be like, this is bullshit. It wasn't fun last year. It's not fun this year. I don't like Charlotte. I'm sorry. I mean, I like Charlotte, but I don't like, I used to like her more, but they have like shoved her down my throat so much. I mean, Sasha's getting there too sometimes, but so when she got dumped out, and then I saw the botch that everybody's been talking about when technically Rhea won because Bianca's feet touched the ground. I'm like, ah. But we didn't see it, so it doesn't count. I don't care. Either one of them could have won. I was at the point when they both were at the bottom too. I was like, you know what? I'm happy with this. Either one of them can win, and I will be perfectly fine. And then Bianca won, and I felt so happy for her. Because she is like, she deserves it. She deserves the win. And I don't know who she's going against at WrestleMania, but hell, I'm actually excited for the women's match at WrestleMania. I haven't been this excited for the women's match since freaking Becky won. So, you know, I'm pumped for WrestleMania. If you hear somebody, it's my little buddy. It's a holiday, so he's home. So, I can't wait for WrestleMania. I can't wait to see who, you know, Bianca's gonna pick. I can't wait to see how they build this, and it's gonna be awesome. So, last match. Okay, last but not least, the men's Royal Rumble match. This one was fun. I'm not gonna lie, I had fun with it. I enjoyed seeing Carlito back. Carlito looked ripped. Like, I know he's still been wrestling, but damn, Carlito. He was looking good. He was looking good. Okay, so it started off with Edge and Randy, and Randy was knocked out for like half the match, and I hate when they do that shit. Like, really? I'm happy to see Edge won. I don't know if I wanted Edge to win or not, but like I'm happy he did. I didn't really have anybody I was pulling for in them. Like Damian Priest, when he came out, I was like, Damian Priest, sorry. I was like, he could win. And then he did, and I was like, eh. Maybe next year. So when Edge won, I was like, okay, hell yeah. That's like Edge is like my nostalgia. If you guys want me to talk about like old school wrestling, let me know. On any of my social medias, I'll be linking them all. But yeah, I was happy with it. With these, I'm just gonna be ranting a little bit. I like Matt Riddle. Or Riddle, or whatever the hell they're calling him. I like him, but I don't like he comes off like that nice stoner. And I know he doesn't smoke weed. I hope he doesn't smoke weed. No, they get drug tests. He doesn't smoke weed. So I don't know. He just seems like a Shaggy type, like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And I mean, he did really good. It was nice to see Kane, and like. Funny story, my husband is working up in Knoxville, and we kept joking that weekend that I was like, hey, you need to go get an autograph from Kane while you're in Knoxville. He goes, how do you get an appointment to see the mayor? And then he was like on the Royal Rumble. He goes, oh, well, there goes that autograph. And I'm like, damn. It's always good to see Kane. Like, he is always gonna be up there with wrestlers I like love unconditionally, even like corporate Kane. I was like, I don't like corporate Kane, but I love Kane. So it's really nice to like see him. And I know, you know, he's the demon mayor, but I love seeing him pop up every once in a while. Trying to think of what else, who else was good. Oh, the Miz and Morrison. I love seeing the Miz and Morrison, but I fucking hated that Bad Bunny spot. Who is this dude? Like, I said I was gonna talk about it, and I'm gonna talk about it. So, Miz and Morrison meet up with Bad Bunny earlier in the show, and because he had like the song that was like dedicated to Booker T or something. I don't remember. I skipped that part. I wasn't even like gonna be bothered to watch that bullshit. So, if I don't like the surprise artist or whatever who's coming to perform, I don't even bother. Like, I remember when like Flo Rida came out, I was like, hell yeah, I love Flo Rida. Or Machine Gun Kelly, and I was like, fuck yeah, I love Machine Gun Kelly. And it's like Bad Bunny. I was like, who the fuck is that? Why does he have three pom-poms in his hair like I did when I was like a little girl? Okay, whatever. not gonna listen to that. So, like, when he came on, I went and, like, made myself a snack. He was, like, the women's match of the early 2000s. He was the piss snack break match. So, I didn't even watch his performance. But I did watch when, like, Miz and Morrison interacted with him. So, when Miz came out and broke his DJ equipment, then old dude decides to waddle his, what, 100-pound ass down the ramp and do a off the top rope spot on the Miz. Bruh. And then the Miz acts like it hurt. I'm like, Miz, you've been jumped on by Dolph. You've been jumped on by Cena. You've been jumped on by Umaga. No, I'm not gonna. I can't. Suspension of disbelief does not believe this one. I refuse to believe, oh, Bad Bunny hurt the Miz. I don't even. No, and then you're talking about I'm going to be doing in-ring. If I have to put up with a whole ass storyline with this dude, I'm going to be annoyed. And I do keep up with the Miz and Morrison because the Miz and Morrison are the Miz and Morrison. I mean, you know why you like them. We all know why we like them. And I feel like the two of them got shafted with that bullshit because they had to have somebody interact with a special guest. And that's fun. But like, why? I mean, Kofi was injured. Have him interact with the dude. So, it is what it is. I don't know who the tall guy is who works for AJ. That behemoth of a man. But, keep him the fuck away from the ring. I swear, I think I saw him save AJ. And, I don't know if it was this one or last year's because I watched both of them around the same time to get a refresher. And no, I don't like him. Big E got screwed. I swear. Big E needs to win a Royal Rumble. Daniel should have won too. I had a few people. I was like, yeah, we need to make them win. Big E was one. Because, again, that's another one I have a soft spot for. I will always have a soft spot for Big E. Again, turn him heel all you want. I'm not gonna. Daniel, I wanted Daniel to win because I know he said that he's probably on his last run. I'd like him to have a Royal Rumble win. Like, it's more of a sympathetic pull. It's an emotional pull. And I think we'd all, like, I can only imagine, I could picture the crowd when Daniel wins a Royal Rumble. Like, that all them screens will be lit up with, yes, yes, yes. And Christian coming back, that was the other one. Christian would have been, that whole stadium, the roof would have came off that place if there was people there because Christian showed up. Oh my God. And I'm one of the ones, I am in the camp that we should have had his old school Christian theme right after he broke up with Edge. You know, the Christian. Like, they would have played that one. They played the one he had his last run and when he had, and which I like that one. I do like that entrance theme, but I feel like it would have had so much more pop. Because when I heard it, when I heard the do-do-do, I was like, oh shit, Christian. I know his theme, but there are people who haven't seen him in a while and all that, and they'd be like, oh, what's that? So if they would have came up with the Christian, like, I feel like that would have been the best thing they could have done. And I lost my shit. I was on the phone with my husband. He was like, you're screaming too loud. I was like, it's Christian. And he's like, you have Christian Edge. I need them to allow them to have a chair. Oh, wait, we can't do headshots anymore with the chairs. Damn it. I needed a concerto. I was in, like, with them and Carlito there, I was in my 13-year-old self, 2003 WWE SmackDown on Thursday nights on UPN. Living my best life. Jeff, they underutilized, but I mean, he was there. It was a decent, it was a good match. Of course, it was probably the best match on the card. And with the Royal Rumble, it usually is the best or the worst. So it really depends on what they do. I think last year's, I was annoyed with it because of pretty much Brock eliminating 13 people at the beginning of the damn thing by himself. But this year was good. Pacing was good. The stories that was told was good. I still hate the fact that they took Randy out for half the match just to have him come back in and be like, Oh, Edge. I hate when they do that. Like, Edge won. No, wait. Here comes Randy. And it was like, yeah, no shit. We knew that was going to happen. Like, whenever they take anybody out and they aren't eliminated, we know they're coming back, WWE. Stop doing that. You're not pulling a swerve. We know it's going to happen. It's at the back of our minds. So, like, the only one you're fooling is the kids. And, like, yes, a good, what, 15% of their revenue comes from children, but the majority of their fans are adult fans. And guess what? We done seen this trick. We done seen this trick multiple times in the last couple of years. So, stop doing it. We get it. But aside from that, I'm happy Edge won. I was happy when he came back last year. I'm happy to see him back. I can't wait to see him in the WrestleMania main event. I actually went to his last WrestleMania before he retired. I was there in Atlanta at the last one, and I got sick. And but it's kind of good. It feels like full circle. I am going to see his return WrestleMania. Well, technically, that was last year. But, you know, in the main event. And I got to see his last one. And, like, I can't wait to see, you know, who he goes against and what he does and all that. They had him go to, like, NXT. And I was like, stop bullshitting us. We know he's not going to NXT. It's cute, but no. But, I can't wait to see WrestleMania this year. It's going to be fun. So, I think that's it. Well, thank you guys for allowing me to talk about something I enjoy. I might do some more retro reacts or something. I really have no need or want to watch modern day wrestling, but I will watch some like old pay-per-views. That may be fun. I mean, if you want, I'll watch the new stuff. I have watched a few episodes of AEW. It's just harder for me to get a hold of it. And New Japan, I just watch what they put on their YouTube. So, I don't know. I might do some more wrestling content. This was fun. And I really enjoy talking about wrestling. So, I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Later.